said what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior,
a morally questionable podcast.
We're two unqualified friends.
Two unhinged comedians.
Determine once and for all what is good.
And what is bad.
Hello and welcome to Bad Behavior. I am Blair Payton.
And I'm Sterling Mulberry.
Well, Sterling, you're back in LA.
I'm back. I just spent a very gorgeous week in Florida. I had an amazing time. I saw sharks every single day.
Okay, I saw your story.
It was crazy. I'm like,
they were so close to you.
Yeah, they were in the water every single day we saw them. They were really giving shark. Their like fins were right up out of the water. I was like, okay, you guys are giving movie.
Wait, what was lifeguards doing?
There's not really lifeguards on that beach.
Okay, that almost feels worse.
Well, so basically I go to a beach, not to book my spot, but it's the number one shark attack beach in the USA.
Oh, so you were asking for it.
Well, no one was getting shark attacked. They're pretty small sharks. They're maybe only like 5 or 6 feet. They're not like huge, you know?
How would you describe an average shark attack from this beach?
Yeah, I think they're doing little nibbles. But yeah, I had a gorgeous time on the East Coast and now I'm back and now I'm actually doing an amazing thing, which is called icing my face because I've been making little videos humiliating and I hurt myself.
It is not humiliating. You have a huge audience and people are dying to see you do your thing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm really trying to do anything I can to make a career happen. And if that means kind of being online, is what I'm doing. So anyways, I kind of
had suffering for your craft.
I'm suffering for my craft, but I had planted into a body of water and absolutely bruised my jaw. So I'm kind of icing my face. And that's me. What's going on with you?
But hold on, I think you're missing like the big takeaway. Yes, you hurt your face, but isn't this like in the same video series that a certain celebrity likes?
You're so right. Okay, so just moments before the pod started, Mr. Nicholas Sparks, kind of author of The Notebook.
All books I haven't read.
Notebook, The Last Song, kind of books that you say, I don't really need to read that, you know? It's giving problematic white Christian straight man writing about love, but I'm kind of parodying those right now, and he just reposted my video on his story.
And he said it was super funny.
I hope he knows I'm kind of laughing at him.
But
if you cast me in his next movie, I'm interested.
If you got to pick the name of the character you played, what would your character's name be?
Oh, that's a good question.
I feel like also, if this hasn't been in one of his movies yet, I feel like a classic thing is a girl with like a boy's name, like Sam.
I know. I was just actually thinking the same thing. I was like, she may name be like Joey. You know,
she's I'm not like other girls.
She's like, yeah, she's like, she's shotgunning beers, building her own barn.
Yeah. So if you can make that happen in a TikTok, I just want to see how you're going to build a barn. Commit to the craft.
Same. Barns are tall and I am small.
Speaking of celebrity interactions, I have one.
Okay. Oh my God. What happened? What have I missed?
Okay. So I think we talked about this a couple episodes back on the podcast. I don't remember if we haven't. Whatever. Here's some information to catch you up to speed. The TV show The Other Two, which we love.
We love.
In season two, there was a guest actor on there who was like really hot. And it turns out I had matched with him one time on Hinge and never followed up.
Oh, yes. I remember this.
When I realized this watching the episode, I was like, ooh, I'm more attracted to him now because he's on a TV show. I sought him out on Instagram. I followed him. He followed me back and we talked on Instagram.
Did you message him?
Well, he would post something and I'm like, huh, that's crazy. And he'd be like, yeah, right? So it was like that kind of conversation.
Oh, okay.
And then I discovered one day he had unfollowed me.
I have an idea why.
Because I talked about him on this show like a crazy person.
Yeah, no, I'm sure he's our number one listener. Maybe he's gotten a new lover and they're kind of controlling. And they're like going through his DMs on like who he DMs. Right. And he's like, right. And the lover's like, you got to kind of unfollow the boys of the past. The reply guys. Do you know about reply guys?
No.
Okay, so reply guys. You're kind of actually a reply guy to this man. Reply guys are
so
basically
it feels like it's giving thirsty.
Reply guys are kind of people you don't know that slide into your DMs, but you don't know them at all, but they like to do that. I have a few reply guys myself.
It's you're making me feel really sad and desperate. So
no, but you're kind of different because I guess you matched. So he does kind of know who you are.
But do you think I was just giving too much sexy and that was like probably overwhelming for his lover?
Yeah. Well, he was like, this guy's so hot. Like
when you meet Nicholas Smart. What is his name? Sparks.
Yeah, Nicholas Sparks. No, Nicholas Sparks. Also, I want to say this. I don't stand with him politically or anything. I think he got canceled for being anti-gay. And if there's one thing we do on this podcast, it's that we're pro LGBTQIA+.
We're promo. This could be a Nicholas Sparks movie because it's about unrequited love. I mean, yeah, it's gay, so it might wind up on Hallmark, but still.
Yeah. Okay, so basically, do you think I should DM Nicholas Sparks? I'm a reply guy for Nicholas Sparks now because he doesn't know who I am. I could say
you're going to help him fix his career by doing something gay.
I'll say, hey, I have an idea. We're going to fix your career by doing something gay based on a true story. You know, he loves that. And say,
yes.
It's about a man in New York who matches with another man after watching an HBO show that was recently canceled. And he slides into his DMs and they're DMing. They follow each other. And
he's
then
thirsty.
The other guy unfollows. And then we fast forward 60 years because they always like that.
Right. I have Alzheimer's.
You have Alzheimer's. Yeah. And you're kind of like maybe in the hospital next to each other and you guys are like randomly chatting and you guys realize you were each other's on Instagram friends.
And then we change really each other's met. Diapers.
And then you change each other's diapers and then you fall in love. And yeah. Okay. I'm gonna message him that today and say, I think I've solved your career crisis of being anti-gay.
Speaking of something really gay, we have a show coming up.
Yeah, and it's going to be gay.
It's going to be gay, as in happy, but also a little queer, too.
Yeah, it sure is. We have a show coming up in Los Angeles. And here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. I know that we are saying this every single episode, but here's the thing. We have a show in Los Angeles. We've never done a show in Los Angeles. So even if you're a listener, say, maybe in, I don't know, a different country, or even in a different state than California, you could do us a huge favor and do this. Message your friends that live in Los Angeles. Message your family that lives in Los Angeles. Tell them about our show. It's going to be such a fun show. And we really want to have like an amazing, incredible crowd. So anyways, just kind of, if you kind of like want to be one with
just
the
put
team,
it
you want to be, if you want to be maybe be our reply guys, maybe you could just send a message to your friends and tell them about our show because we would love that. Or if you could, again, as we've sort of said early on this podcast, you could fly into California and come see us if you're a real fan.
But be a reply guy. It'll make me feel better about myself.
Yeah, start replying to us. That would be really nice. But yes, we have our show in Los Angeles, August 16th at Dynasty Typewriter. Get your tickets. It's in our episode description and in both of our bios on Instagram for Blair and I and our Bad Behavior Instagram. Without further ado, you know her from her many TikTok, Instagram videos, as well as her many shows around New York. Please welcome Sabrina Breyer.
Okay, we are rolling and recording.
Okay, cool. So we'll do our level test. Live.
Yes. So Sabrina, please tell me about what you had for breakfast.
I ate a bowl of pasta.
Wow.
And
what kind?
So I do in a lot of ways have an unsophisticated palate. To be honest, there's nothing I love more than heating up some pasta.
Classic.
And throwing some grated Parmesan cheese, olive oil, and then I like to top it off with some nutritional yeast.
That is very baked by Melissa.
And
you.
Is she vegan?
No.
Melissa?
Literally no.
I know you're really close with her. I asked that because I was introduced to Nooch.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it is very vegan.
The vegans call it.
Oh. Are you vegan?
I had a stint.
Recent?
I had a stint.
Recent?
I had a 9-month stint when I first moved to New York. And I watched What the Health. And I said, I'm going to save the world by being a vegan.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And not to say that's what other vegans, and I'm like, you have to be really careful about what you say about veganism. I'm not saying anything against veganism.
But you're not vegan now.
I'm not vegan now. But I from the time I was little, I haven't eaten red meat because I like was in the car with my family and we drove past a farm and I was like 10 and my dad and my sister were like, moo, look at those cows. That's what you eat at Applebee's. And I said, that is what I eat at Applebee's?
Yeah, cow.
No.
Wait.
I'm not doing that anymore.
What was your first meal back into non-veganism?
Great question.
Thank you.
There were two times, one when I was vegan, one when I was vegetarian. Okay. And both of those times, the meal that made me crack mm-hmm. was chicken wings.
Oh, absolutely.
Really? Yeah. Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, I was with my sister both times, and I said, and she was eating buffalo chicken wings, and I said,
I can't just save the world by myself. I can't. I need a break.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that's probably exactly what I said. I said, well, you know what? I can't bear the weight of the world on my shoulders. I have to eat those chicken wings. Yeah. And I did.
I think this is a perfect transition. Mm-hmm. I've been recording all of this. This yeah. has been one long mic test, but I think this is a great transition into conflict. Mm. Because if you tell someone you're a vegan mm-hmm. and then maybe you don't see them for a while and then you come back and you're like, I'm not a vegan. I had a burger. Mm-hmm. You know, how would you handle that conflict?
No, just in general. It's not easy. My brother-in-law used to call me, which by the way, wasn't true because I was very vegan up until I broke it.
Okay.
He used to call me convegan. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Just a dad joke. Okay. But like vegan with convenience.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So how do you handle that conflict of reintroducing yourself yeah. Yeah. in your identity to someone? I think you kind of I think that when people ask me about it. Mm-hmm. Also, at the time I was vegan.
Did you throw a party?
I didn't throw a party.
Can you
no,
imagine?
I was closeted about it. I didn't. I didn't want people.
So shame based.
I was filled with shame. I was. I was because I said I'm a vegan, and then now I'm not.
So how long ago was this?
This was when I first got to the city, which okay. was like 2017.
Okay,
oh, we got to the city in 2016.
Okay, sisters. Okay, that's weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
That's crazy.
That's really crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
really crazy. It is. But yeah, that's so is that. I feel like I didn't, I'm going to be honest, I don't feel like I answered your question.
Well, I guess we got elements.
I feel like yeah. usually we ask people like, do you have, well, I feel like a lot of your videos,
uh-huh.
I would say a lot of threads
yeah.
are with a tinge of conflict.
Absolutely.
An unwritten, an unset, an eye
conflict
roll.
Is drama.
Yeah. And so, classic, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, do you have, obviously, I'm sure you're drawing from yourself, but also probably from others as well, because mm-hmm. to be all those characters,
yes.
exhausting, probably. Do you feel like you have a certain style, like, with your friends, like, close friends, and, like, the kind of person you fall into as like the person that's like resolving the conflict if there's like something going on in the friend group or just like in between one friend, or are you like I'm gonna actually stay quiet and just hope this goes away
and pull this for a video?
Got it.
Yeah,
so
actually pull this for a video.
My method, I definitely intervene. I'm definitely an interventionist.
I love okay. that.
Which I think does kind of draw back to my camp counselor days.
Oh, good.
I Girls vividly, yes, really important. I vividly remember one time there were these two little girls and they're like, meow, meow, and they were like fighting. And my friend was like their counselor and she was trying to sleep, like okay. she was napping because it was rest hour.
Yeah. Okay.
We shouldn't have been fighting. And I said, girls, let's talk about it. And I mediated and I was a brand new counselor. And then my friend kind of was like half asleep and she just like looked at me and she was like, you're incredible at conflict.
Wow.
And I said, now that's my new identity. You know? Yeah. So I would say I'm not the type to sit back and not offer my opinion about yeah. really anything.
Oh yeah, same. Even I would say absolutely same.
I certainly have no reason to be a my opinion about mm-hmm. it. Yeah.
Now I guess going off your videos, because I feel like I struggle with this a smidge. Mm-hmm. Mm. Where I hear something from a dear friend. Even
yes.
this actually was in our game and I had to take out one because I was like, I really don't talk about this, but I think my friend will listen. Or will know it's about her.
Which
but,
one but, was it?
I removed it.
Put it on blast.
Well,
right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll say one sentence, but
friendship
we'll cut
is
it.
Being able to.
Well, I'll do one sentence.
Absolutely.
But basically, do you like, what is your line towing on like, for like making video, do you either like pull from situations and like I don't know, I guess maybe if you're
right
from
you're saying like in terms of
like I'm
outing
sure, like,
friends
stuff, or not even outing friends, but I'm like, I know for like comedy you're like usually for me I'm like pulling like tiny smidges from life that like probably like, I'm like aware that that's what I'm pulling from, but most people be like I had no clue that was like even about our scenario or whatever. But like have you had a situation where you've like made a video or like thinking about a certain character or something like that that you're like I'm pulling maybe from like a friend's maybe situation or like something that I'm gonna like change enough that they'll never know, or like I'll give them a little heads up or like
totally.
Ask for permission.
That's a great, first of all, I feel like same with what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll do something and later someone will point out to me what was in my subconscious, like I've had that yeah. before where there's something about the situation that like maybe only one friend knows about. It's like, it's kind of like what you were saying about like
yeah.
And I'll be like,
yeah, you're like
but I do sometimes it's a lot more direct than that, like my best friend Lauren, like, we're both single mm-hmm. and we're, you know, constantly just talking to each other about that, and we just know way too much about each other's every moment of life. And I'll literally be with her and I'll go, okay, so I have this idea. It's like about this girl who goes on this date and like da da da. And she'll go, okay, so like that's what happened to me. Like, and then I'll go, I'm like, yeah. And she'll go, okay, let's do it. Like, okay. Do you know what I mean?
That's
like,
a real friend.
Oh, yeah.
That's a real friend.
She's sister. She's sister. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, definitely. What percentage of the videos is actually you?
What percentage of the videos
she's
is
like
100. Actually me?
I am bonkers.
I think that you could argue that there's at least a little bit of me, and maybe it's like more of a sliding scale per video of like, I think that, you know, there are things where maybe I would never actually behave that way, but there is something unhinged within me somewhere that has the ability
to
behave that way. I think – I also think, too, it's – I also find, too, I'm more so drawing from, like, the conversations I have with my friends about – friends and dating and living life here at this moment as a woman, you know, and I feel like – so, you know, when you're having a conversation with your friends about those things, it's both of your experiences kind of coming together to theorize and draw conclusions about, well, now I'm realizing, like, I'm looking for this kind of person and because of your experience and my experience and the way we discussed it and, like, kind of what we got to from it. So I think it's, like – that's why it feels more vague in my brain because it's not so like this is me and now this is you. It's it's a lot more collaborative, which I kid, but also like it really is because my friends are incredible and literally I wouldn't be able to produce any content without them and my family as well. Slay family, love you. my sister is my like
she's tuning
slay
in like,
fam.
What the hell?
My mom watches every second of everything I put on the internet. So. Yeah, so
I have to beg my dad to watch my
stuff. I will say my mom is a writer, so and she's, you know, she's a playwright, so I think it's like she has a sort of
My dad has a performative nature.
Okay, well then you know what, Dad?
Well, he's a preacher.
Step it up. Yes, preacher dad. Step it up. I'm kidding. I love your dad. You know I love your dad.
You need a mate.
Okay.
As you've sort of gained some more popularity, are you finding, are you trying to like choose locations where people aren't going to ever come out? Like, have you had any videos where you're filming where people are like, like, has anything like that happened to you?
I will say it always happens.
Really?
Unless I'm in Connecticut.
Congratulations. Like, literally, congratulations.
Thank you
That's
so
a really
much.
Huge thing.
Wait, have you signed autographs?
Well, I take pictures with people. Okay. That kind of like.
I feel like that's the
that's
same.
That's the modern day autograph.
My handwriting looks like...
You've never
like,
practiced?
You know when in the horror movies when they're like, look, this is what your daughter has been drawing at school. And it's like, and it's like with the black eyes and like that's what my handwriting looks like.
Yeah.
Wow.
Scary.
Yeah.
I'm going to kind of need you to do that because I do want to see it in person.
That could be a good conflict for us.
That could be good.
Right? Okay.
So people are coming up to you and like, are they disturbing your videos at all or like...
I think no. And by the way, guys, anyone who's listening, and if this is you, I love you. And so I don't say it in a negative way. It's and I will say too, if I have someone who's kind of noticing, because I mean, it's not like I'm stealth. I like stand out on a street corner. And I'm like, hey.
Yeah, you're like with that audio. You're like, you gotta be loud.
I know because I'm competing with. Yeah. I literally do nothing high tech with these videos. I should have like. Really upped my game. I don't use a ring light. I just use
you
Mother
with a
Earth.
Ring light on the street. That's tough.
Yeah, I know, right?
Now,
yeah.
To play devil's advocate.
For sure.
Do you think you may be amping it up more so they'll be like, hey, is that the girl from TikTok?
Oh, yeah, are you becoming louder and louder?
Yeah, are you doing it to draw the people in?
Here's the thing. I love this. Love your pushback. I think that... What I've noticed is that even if I'm like yesterday I had like a hat on, not to sound like, I'm Leo. No, I'm kidding. I just happened to have a hat on because I thought I looked
sick. Tell me about
sick.
This hat.
I thought I looked sick in this hat.
Okay.
I thought no one has worn a hat before. I am
You're a trendsetter.
And I had a hat on. So I'm, and I, And but I was on the phone with my mom and I was like, rah, rah, rah. And I think that's what people recognize the most. So it's not even really just in those moments. I mean, I really do have people constantly approaching me, like in every second of being in the city and elsewhere as well. Yeah. Wow. Which love you guys. I know it's like, I'm not saying it in a negative way. It's amazing. And I obviously what it is it's just a testament to how much content right now is just so in our faces.
Yeah. But what is this hat you wore?
Oh.
You're being very elusive about the hat.
I was sent this hat by a brand.
And we can't say.
I'll say it. It was Hero Cosmetics.
Okay.
I love them because they brought me to Taylor Swift. So I love you guys.
Did you meet her in person or just the show?
Oh, no. To the show.
If they
brought me to her.
Speaking it into existence. It's happening.
I actually just kind of started crying a little thinking about Hero Cosmetics being like, psych, we're bringing you backstage at the Eras Tour. I want everyone to know I watch a lot of Taylor Talk. And then I was like, found myself the other day just scrolling through like Taylor Swift updates or something on Twitter. And I thought to myself, and all the information they really have was just like, she's at this point of the charts, which I don't understand what any of that means. And I thought to myself, why am I looking at this? And then I thought, this is my oxygen. I can't explain why. Yeah. I think that's obviously part of the allure right now is that there is some feeling I think it gives us girls stability because I think we feel, what is the constant that we can experience every day? Every single day I can wake up and I can see what Taylor is up to.
Yeah.
See where she is, how she's feeling.
Yeah.
What's going on with her, you know?
Oh, no. I mean, Absolutely. I mean, I don't want you to think you're the only. I would say Taylor Swift is my number one streamed artist. Taylor Swift.
No, I like
Taylor.
I was
in the car with my friends,
but I don't think I'm breathing her as much as you.
But here's the thing:
breathing her, but I'm also not going to her concert. I don't know. Like,
that's okay.
Because it's expensive. Well, right?
But I did get very dressed up. I would.
Yeah, no, you look gorgeous.
But like did you say I looked gorgeous?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Before we jump into our game, I really have to ask you, though, because we're on Taylor Swift. And now I'm breathing life. I'm like, sorry, Blair.
This is a Taylor Swift pod. Yeah, this is a Taylor Swift pod.
I know it's really impossible to pick, but I would love to know your thoughts on kind of like what albums do you feel like you mostly are listening to with her? Or are there any top songs? Like, what do you feel like is speaking to you at the moment?
At the moment. So you're not saying of all time.
I think not of all time.
Speak now.
You speak now.
I'm included.
In the
I did it.
Well, not yet. You can also do of all time. I don't know.
No, I feel like you said at the moment. Kind of.
I was just listening to Folklore on the Train yesterday, and I was like, what's going on with me?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
So since seeing her concert, not to say I wasn't a Cardigan stan.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
But since seeing her concert, I went, oh, so Cardigan really is kind of like the most brilliant piece of art that has ever existed.
What songs are on Cardigan?
Folk. It's okay. It's okay.
She said Cardigan.
It's okay. It's okay. You're so scared.
That was really scary.
We're not mean Swifties. We're not.
No, we are.
You're just gesturing a lot in a frantic way, and it's making me nervous.
No, it's okay. It's just that. It's okay. It's going to be okay. Cardigan is a song on Folklore.
Okay.
And that's okay. And no one's upset with you, Blair.
No. We're just disappointed, but
we're just disappointed. I feel like, by the way, I feel like I'm bringing some really good conflict to the table.
Yeah, this is good. This is good.
So Cardigan, I would say, is something that and August.
Yeah, of
just
course.
The trifecta. I've always obviously been interested in the August Betty Cardigan trifecta.
See, to me, Betty, I hate to be like this. I could care less about Betty.
Who's Betty? There was a time I felt that way.
Who is Betty?
She?
Okay, it's a song about kind of lovers. Okay, but also, okay, just one quick thing.
Yeah,
isn't it a little weird that she's having Blake Lively's kids fall in love
and
with each other?
And that is weird. I'm a huge Swiftie, but if something is weird. I'm going to say it's weird.
That is weird.
Is that TLDR, is that what Betty's about?
TLDR. I'm going to say it really quick. I'm going to say it really lightning speed. Ready? Cardigan, Betty, August. It's a story from three perspectives. Cardigan, it's about teenagers. Cardigan is from the perspective of Betty, who was dating James, who sings Betty. And James and Betty were together. James went away.
Did she
for the
sing
summer.
It with a
Sorry.
Guy named James?
No, listen. No. Okay. I can get ready. Betty and James were in Teenage Love. Yeah. Betty went away for the summer, probably summer camp, honestly. Yeah. Yeah. James was lonely without her. I guess this was before cell phones. Yeah. I think this was like AIM era in my mind. And James was like sad without Betty. And then Inez, this girl who was another girl in the class, who's like the gossip girl of the class, sure, is obsessed with James. And she drives past him one day and she said, James, get in my car. And they have a little love affair. And he spends the summer with her, but thinking of Betty. And then when Betty comes back, he's like, this is the worst thing I've ever done. Now, very lovely, whatever. The point we're saying is that James, Betty, and Inez are the names of Blake Lively's children.
So they're kind of, okay, they're in love in the songs, but ultimately they're siblings.
So it's giving incest.
It's giving incest.
What's that Greek tragedy?
It's also giving Oedipus.
Yeah, and gender fluidity, because James is boy in song and girl in life.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
I don't know that. Wow. I don't know that.
I feel like what she needs to do,
yeah,
is to take a break and go back to Cornelia Street.
Mm. But she can never go back
But
there.
She can never, because she they broke up. Back there. They broke
what?
Up.
She can't go back there.
She can't.
That's why people are putting flowers down in front of the apartment, because the lyric is, I'd never, let's say it together.
This is a lot of work.
I'd never walk Cornelia Street again if she and Joe broke up. Yeah. And they did break up.
Joe who? Jonas?
Oh. No. Joe Alwyn. Is her, this is, you know how everyone's like, Taylor's single. This was her past 6-year relationship. This is why it's important. Because
you're here to promote Taylor's album, is what I'm getting from this.
I have a disease.
We have a game on our podcast called Heaven or Hell. And this is going to be a game where we're going to talk about some different behaviors. And you are going to say if these are heaven, hell, or if you're kind of ambivalent, purgatory. Mm. Now, you have a very famous series of videos about a very passive, aggressive roommate. So we have some different roommate behaviors. And if you can also say this is like a fictional roommate, obviously. I don't know if you have a current, but we'll just like in this world of a roommate.
Okay. Or if you wanna name this roommate, feel free.
Oh, but I'll talk about my roommate. That's my girl. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Blair. What's your roommate's name?
So my roommate's name is Alice.
Okay.
Okay, Alice, listen up.
Is a cardiovascular nurse.
Wow.
I see you, nurse. I know. Doing every time I tell Doing people that, it's I kind of love telling people that, because they love to almost, they almost put their appreciation like to me, like as if I'm doing the
you
work.
You really did it.
And I say thank you.
You sought her out.
I say thank you, healthcare hero. So yes, her name is Alice.
Okay. Alice.
No.
And her significant other. Let me try it again.
Yeah. Go for it.
I'm good at reading. I don't like to brag, but I have glasses.
See, here's the thing about reading and me. We're friends.
A roommate's significant other spending most nights at your apartment, but they cook you really incredible meals every day. Heaven or hell?
And we're saying, is the roommate with the significant other going to heaven or hell?
No. This is like, this is,
that's
you?
A great question that I'm deferring to Sterling.
I love that. Okay, this is you in the scenario. Is this a heaven scenario that your roommate has their significant other over all the time?
Experience heaven for me or hell for me?
Yes. Yeah. And it's basically like, obviously, well, I don't want to put words in it, but sometimes when a significant other spends a lot of time at your apartment, you say, oh, that's a lot of time.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Yeah,
absolutely. Do you have one? Do you need to think of one? Do you need a minute? I can start rambling. They're making vegan pasta every night.
So seriously. I'm like, wait.
It's a big question.
No, the question was, do I like this roommate? Do I enjoy their time? Or is it that I don't enjoy them as a human? I just enjoy their food. Or that's kind of like irrelevant. It's more.
I think it's basically like the conundrum of irrelevant. Like, you probably love this roommate that you live with. But
it's Alice.
I think
it's Alice. But do I like her? Do I like the partner?
Well, I think maybe, they, like, I think really maybe you're annoying. Like average on the
I don't
partner.
Know. He tells
average.
A lot of dad
I think
jokes.
I think it's basically like the idea of having like an extra person in your apartment a lot of the time, which can feel like, hey, like, especially if it's a couple, you can be like, it's also my space. Like, do you know, there like, can be that dynamic. But the like little bonus is that they do cook you really nice meals every day.
And is it worth it? Okay, is it worth it? My answer is that. Hell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, hell.
Even if it's delicious, yummy pasta with fresh parmesan from that little container.
Because here's the thing.
Yeah, fresh parmesan container.
Nothing in life is free. Yeah. I'm sitting here thinking, well, at some point, do I have to Venmo you? Like, where is this food coming from? I would start to feel indebted.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what are you, my mom? Here's the thing. I'm like a little house cat.
I mean, you know Alice better than us.
Of course. Of course. There is nothing in this world like I need more than like my me time and my space.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm such a stickler for it that I think, no. And also, I love to like eat like alone, like in my bed.
I do too. Have you? Okay. When someone calls you on the phone and you're eating, are you like, can I call you back?
Yes.
I need to be with
I need to be watching Love Island.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Next up. A roommate subletting their room while they still live in the apartment and they decide to sleep on the couch, but they've sublet their room. But they'll pay for the electric bill because it's more expensive in the summer.
Because of heat.
Certainly not.
From the sun.
It's giving hell.
Okay.
Yeah, so crazy. My friend just told me this is happening to her.
No.
I said, you've got to say something.
She's got to do
something. Well, basically, this her roommate sublet his room. And then there's a sublet coming. And he's like, oh, actually, I got to come back to the city for a couple months. But I'll just stay on the couch. And she's like, wait. But then four of us are now in the apartment. And then also the living room is now your bedroom. And also you're not paying
any rent. Wait, who is this? Can you tell me?
Hi, girl.
Hey. That's giving
hell. Isn't
that crazy?
She's like, I don't know what to say. But I was like, I think you could say something.
See, this is a foreign world to me. I've never like lived with someone I'm so like there's no my roommate and I have known each other since we were four. Mm. So like there's nothing unsaid. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's nothing where we wouldn't be like checking with each other.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The communication is probably too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Post-its are classic. You can leave a post-it note.
That's a good idea for passive aggressive.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
That might steal it in credit.
Steal it, girl. Okay.
A roommate and their significant other. That's a tough word to say, so I'm going to try it again.
Try that one again.
I'm going to get a second tick.
Try it again.
A roommate and their significant other are openly fighting in front of you while you're simply trying to make coffee for the morning.
Mm.
But the upside is... it's full of juicy gossip. Heaven or hell?
And, okay, am I, again...
You're making the coffee.
I think it's the same roommate and a pretty, like, average boyfriend.
Right,
and it's not, like, and it's not fighting, like, plates or
because
something
if it's
crazy.
The same
it's, like,
roommate,
bickering.
Here's my thing. If it's the same roommate, I'm already going to have the tea anyhow. She would have told me that tea.
Okay. Eventually.
So the tea is not that piping hot.
Okay. Yeah, you're
except
so
for the
right.
fact that I get to witness it.
Right, you're
IRL.
So right.
To reference
so right.
the previous question, maybe this is the subletter, and she's gone. She's visiting family, so you're just stuck there
a
with
new
the
roommate.
Subletter.
So it's just someone I'm not close with.
You're warming up,
but
to
it's not like I can, and it's
you don't know her blood type yet.
And here's the thing, if that did happen, I would want to be able to like have the guy leave and go, oh my god, I cannot believe you. Like da da da. So does he always? No, you should break up with it. Like that's what, and so,
you want to instigate.
That's what I want to instigate. And so if I can't, and if she's gonna be like sorry, and then go back to her room and like,
not worth it.
It's just giving awkward.
Okay.
Like, there's nothing, I don't see any upside to this situation.
Fair enough.
For me. Yeah.
Okay. All right. A roommate, and we'll say this one, your current, so your dear friend.
Alice.
She's going to be like, you really talked about me on the pod.
Yeah. Alice, you sound like a mess with all these issues.
A roommate taking up the trumpet and playing it in your living room as a distraction from a terrible breakup.
I'd say, girl, let's find you another hobby. Let's knit.
Okay.
You know, I think here's the thing. If that was a hobby that I really believed was going to bring her to a healing place, I would say do it when I'm not here. But I think that the number one thing is I'd be concerned for her mental state for that.
Is there an instrument that is less scary?
Well, I mean, trumpet, you know, is.
But if that's what's speaking
extreme,
to her soul.
No, I think any instrument that you take up because you're not in a good place, unless you're like Phoebe Bridgers, like I'm concerned. I think I'm concerned, and I think it's giving hell for me. Oh, it's giving hell, unfortunately.
Okay.
I think I've said hell every time.
Yeah.
So
sending all these remakes.
I think I'm difficult. Yeah.
Not a big Trumpist.
Yeah. No.
Okay. And our last one. Mm. A roommate who likes to clean your apartment really late at night, which can be noisy, clanging around. But you always wake up to a sparkling, clean habitat. Heaven or hell?
I use very loud rain sounds when I sleep. Rain on a tent, specifically.
Oh, okay.
So I won't wake up, and I love a clean apartment. Yeah. I'm a clean, neat freak. I clean, like, every day in my apartment. Mm. So I'm going to say heaven.
Oh,
we did it.
We got it. Right,
yay.
Thanks, guys. That was fun. Great game.
Yeah. And Alice?
Alice, we don't care that you are a healthcare hero. All we care about is that you're playing the trumpet. Yes.
All right. So, Sabrina.
Yes.
We've invited you on this podcast, and I think you know why. You've done something.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not sure if it was good or bad. Yeah. And Blair and I have never done really a single bad thing in our lives. We're experts when it comes to being good. Mm-hmm. So whenever you're ready, if you want to share maybe your story.
Yeah. Please unload.
So this is the story I chose for today.
Okay, great. Perfect.
We are listening with an open heart and full ears.
Mm. And full judgment.
Yeah, and full judgment.
When I was in kindergarten,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
which I did do twice, by the way.
Okay, brag.
Okay. It's why I'm old for my grade. I couldn't keep up socially. We were learning about the word estimation.
Okay.
In kindergarten?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of...
It's very intellectually driven.
Advanced. Yeah, yeah.
What school was this?
It's called Ezra Academy. It was a Jewish day school.
An academy for even kindergarten.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was. Yeah, I went there for many, many years. We would go to synagogue during schools. Very nice. Slay.
Okay.
And by the way, also Natalie Portman went there.
Wow.
Okay. When she moved from Israel to Connecticut. Wow. She went there for 2 years.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you have her phone number?
I know her so well.
Okay.
So we were learning about the word estimate.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my kindergarten teacher was like, so this is a jar of, and it was a kind of like plastic animals.
Oh, yeah,
This toys.
I think that's what it was. So, yeah, toys. No, they were animals. They were live animals.
Scary.
I think it was animal. I don't think it was like, I think it was little plastic animals.
Okay.
That's what we're going to go with.
Okay.
And it was in this jar, maybe this big.
Yeah, okay.
And she said, and I think we all got to look at it. Like, she passed it around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she said, what is your estimate of how many animals are in this jar?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going to guess. We're going to write it down. Okay. And then tomorrow, we're going to get together. We're going to count and see whose estimate was the closest, and they're going to win a prize.
Wow.
Huge.
Okay.
Now, I am not good at math.
Okay.
I don't really have any skills that pertain to numbers, really, at all.
Sure.
And, you know, I was there after school that day. I happened to be there after school.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And the kindergarten classroom was open.
Wow. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
So I said, I really don't actually, I don't know what I was thinking. This is not.
Well, you were kind of
anything I've
5
ever
years
done.
Old, probably.
I was. Literally,
your brain
five.
Was literally a seed.
But I do believe we are who we are at any stage in life.
Wow.
And this is definitely not, I wouldn't say this is in character. Uh-huh. But I don't know what came up. By the way, my mom is going to be horrified when she hears this. I walked right into the room. It was wide open.
Uh-huh.
The lights were off.
Yeah.
And I went right up to the clipboard. and I emptied the jar and I counted the animals.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I erased my answer and I put in the answer that was the amount of animals.
Yeah.
Put the animals back and close.
How many
the
animals
door.
Were in it?
Oh, I don't know. Okay. But it was probably like.
Give me an estimate.
Like 57.
Okay.
Okay. A good amount. Not like three. Okay. Yeah.
No. It was like, you know, you imagine.
Yeah, a big, yeah,
you
big
know,
jar. Yeah,
it was
yeah,
a big
yeah,
jar.
Yeah.
It was
like
a
big pretzel jar.
It was a big. Yeah. It was like, you know what it really was? Definitely. It was like one of those jars with cheese balls coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Okay. Which I know that because I still get those.
Yeah.
I
mean, okay. Delicious.
So then the next day. Mm-hmm. I remember there was a girl in my class, Zoe.
Shout out,
Queen. Hope you're well. And I don't know if we were like the best of friends. I was really controversial, honestly, as a okay. kindergartner,
really?
Just because I was a drama queen.
Mm. Okay,
so I was spreading my drama around.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, "Who is this bitch?"
Can you give us an example of some of the drama you were spreading?
I just like would like with Alice, with
okay.
Alice.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like I'd come into school and I'd be like, "Well, obviously it's okay because we're still very close."
Right.
But I would kind of just decide like I'm mad at you. Today.
Yeah.
You know, like let's. I remember vividly saying to my friend once, you know, we have to spice things up. Like I wanted and by the way, I wasn't so bad. I'm a dramatist. Yeah. I'm an artist.
Yeah. Come on.
I was just looking for some drama. Mm-hmm. But so the next day, my teacher, you know, announces a. And she says, and the winner, it was 57 today, and the winner is Zoe. And I like look at it and I went, oh, I accidentally erased her answer. And then I'm 99% sure that like as if this was going to solve anything, I went up to her and I said, just so you know.
Yeah, take her down a peg.
So he's like, whoa. She's like, I don't remember putting that number down.
That belongs to me. What was the prize?
It was a prize.
What was the prize? I mean, Alice remembers. It must have been. Well, here's the thing. I don't remember what it was. It was probably like a pencil, like a sparkly pencil or something. But, you know. Yeah. I think for me at that age, the prize was more just feeling smart, special, winning.
Same.
So the question for you guys is like, so was that so bad? Like, should we be putting that onto kindergartners? Prizes for being smart about numbers? Because guess what? I'm not. I'm never going to be smart about numbers. I couldn't even get that right. And so the question is, was I really in the wrong?
Well, when Zoe was announced as the winner, did she get to give an acceptance speech?
I think like, she, like, came out. I think we were all sitting on the, you know, when you sit on the carpet.
Yeah,
like, I think everyone was sitting, and I think they said Zoe, and everyone went.
Okay.
And she was like, yeah, and, like, ran up and, like, got her prize. And I just remember my heart sank into my stomach.
So
and
sad.
I said, that was my sparkling pencil and my title.
Now, how did you confuse? Was it? I'm assuming it was like mini whiteboards,
right? No, it was a clipboard.
Oh, it was a clipboard.
So it was an eraser. Okay. No, yeah. Here's the thing. I'm just an idiot, right? It's the fact that I couldn't come close to guessing it in the first place was the same reason I messed up cheating.
Oh,
right?
So close. But again, kindergarten. It's kind of hard to...
Kindergarten. But
can you read in
would I mess that up again today? Certainly.
Really, really.
Certainly. Mm.
Can you read in kindergarten?
I couldn't.
Oh, maybe you couldn't
read.
Well,
I mean,
certainly. Well,
you
could. No. Meaning,
I was a slow reader.
I probably was.
I mean,
I knew enough
but
to write like 57.
Okay,
yeah, so I knew digits,
but you couldn't read. I don't think you can read like full.
But you knew what your name looked like.
And
apparently,
and
not.
You know what your name? Well, apparently not.
Yeah.
But is Zoe and Sabrina, are those names similar? No. We're talking three letters versus I think I have seven letters.
Yeah.
My name again, numbers, don't quote me. Yeah. So that's my story.
Okay.
I hope that was a good.
No, this is fabulous.
Okay, good.
Why were you at this school and able to access this classroom and no one was around?
Why was no one there?
Probably because I had a working single mother who couldn't get me from Ezra on time because she had to work. That probably actually really was. you know, I.
So was this before like any staff was there? Was it like completely just the janitor?
You know, the school I went to, it was very like lax. Like it was 200 kids in the entire student body of 8 grades.
Oh, okay.
Because it was a very small Jewish day school.
Okay.
I think it was 8 grades. It was like kindergarten through 8th grade. I think it was like we had like 200 to 300 kids.
Yeah.
So it was a very lax environment. It was very like, I think that I might have been in one of those things where like a teacher will hang out with the kids after school late pickup kids. Like I was probably doing something like that.
Okay.
There were always just kind of things going. You were kind of just like at this, you know, when you're a kid and you're kind of at the school. It wasn't like a really formal public school. It was like everyone has to get on the bus. Like we were all disorganized.
Okay.
Yeah. Just like Jewish chaos.
Yeah.
And so I guess, yeah, I mean, make the argument. Guess what? If it was so important to her, the integrity of the game, maybe she should have closed the door.
I agree. I mean, I think this story is saying this to me. A classic thing in childhood is learning a lesson. Constantly doing that, right? You know?
Noises.
So this is a story, a classic tale of a lesson learned. Because you tried to do something, you tried to weasel your way into getting the most amazing pencil of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't even work. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, I think this is a great learning experience as a kid to be like, sometimes even if you're trying to cut corners, you don't even get what you want. And Zoe is always getting ahead.
And by the way, that pencil probably altered the, you know,
trajectory
of her life.
Yeah.
Because she probably thought, oh my God, I'm a winner.
Yeah.
And she went into her whole life going, I'm a winner. And she probably manifested that. And she's probably That's like a huge. CEO now. You know, it's also a lesson, you know, in be who you are, right?
Yeah.
Like, be true to yourself because...
Do not make me cry. I'm about to make a judgment, okay?
Okay.
That was so beautiful.
Oh my God.
Oh, my God.
Because here's the thing. I'm always going to be bad at math. That's who I am. Mm. When I go to a restaurant, every time I go to a restaurant, and I pull out my phone to do the calculator to do 20%, my friend goes, every single time, they go, any friend I'm with, they go, you know, there's a trick where if you just move the decimal and you times it by 2, I said, what do I look like? A mathematician? I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Because I know even if I do your little trick, your little Satan trick, I'm still going to do, and I'm going to walk out of there and they're going to go, Sabrina Breyer didn't give me 20%.
Yeah.
Because I would rather be safe than sorry.
Absolutely.
So you know, the moral for me too is I will always be bad at math. I'm not ever going to do the trick. And I needed to accept in that moment in kindergarten that I was always going to be who I am.
Yeah.
And you can't cut corners to change that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm a little conflicted mentally. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Can you imagine being in therapy and like, I'm conflicted mentally? Okay, sorry, keep going.
So a part of me hears your story, and it makes my heart go out to the school because it sounds like they were very understaffed.
They really were.
And they were trying to do their best. But on the other hand, you came in here and you were, you know, I don't know if it's right or wrong. And then as you were like talking more and more, you're trying to convince us. I think you're trying to gaslight us that it was good behavior.
I think that I'm feeling self-conscious about bringing a story to you guys that's pretty objectively bad. And I'm trying to give you guys some nuance.
But that's a classic thing a gaslighter would say.
And also I'm a gaslighter. Also. I'm an emotionally abusive and manipulative gaslighter. But that's kind of,
Right, sure.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, I'm a little conflicted.
So you're kind of going bad because the school should have had better funding.
No, which, I'm going.
No, it does.
It's good. Well, on one hand, I'm saying it's good on your hand because it's the school's fault for not teaching you better because they didn't have enough staff.
Mm.
But then on the other hand, it's bad because you tried to gaslight us.
Mm.
So I'm kind of in that headspace mentally. Mm.
Okay, so.
But it seems like the latter is more of a personal issue.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Not an issue with the story. You're having an issue with me.
Yeah.
Not the story. And so maybe we need to talk about that. Maybe we need to get into that.
I just got
dare I say, served.
Mm. Wow.
You did.
Wow. On Friday, either.
You know, I'm big enough to admit when I may have been wrong.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
May.
I'm just speaking from a technical standpoint. Like, if this were a high school debate where there's like a moderator,
yeah.
I think the moderator would be like, you must only speak on the substance of the story, not the way in which the story was told. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what your rules are, guys. I'm trying to.
We're loose with the rules.
I'm trying to kind of. Well, they're loose.
We haven't written them down yet, so we don't have a full guideline in place. But you know what? Okay. All right. I think I'm going to lean towards good.
Okay.
Because the staff should have locked the door.
Okay. I like that.
Well, do you feel like we threatened you into that position?
I do feel fear.
We've kind of instilled a lot of fear in you.
Yeah, that's good. We're like, actually, we're going to talk about Sarah Tyler.
I was afraid to interject during Taylor.
Cardigan moment. That was a bad moment. That was a bad moment for all of us.
What I really love about this story is because I just love these like kind of like tales of kindergarten when you're a kid and looking back and be like, that was crazy. But also like, it's, I don't know, it's such a beautiful time in life of experimenting. What?
Okay. I had a thought that came into my
head.
Okay. Can I share it before it goes away?
Yeah.
Okay. So you said, you know, I was five and, you know, we were kids, we're learning. Mm-hmm. But like, also you said something to the effect of like, yeah, I did that. So it's kind of like who I would be now. Would you do this again is what I'm getting at. Do you remember saying that?
Would I do this again?
Yeah.
No.
If you were in a situation where you could win a pencil. For guessing the number of animals in a container.
No. Like if I've gone to a trivia night, I would not Google.
Okay.
Because I would want to feel empowered by winning.
Yeah.
Which I never would. But if I did, I would care too much about the pride.
Yeah,
I'd care beautiful. More about the pride than the pencil.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. Life is about the pride, not the pencil. By the way, what I thought you were going to say, which can I actually argue against myself?
No, please. Because we were actually,
I'll give
we,
you guys a point
split.
That you can use against me.
Okay, great.
Which is,
perfect.
We're kind of forgetting about the whole thing where we're kind of forgetting about the fact that this is the second time I did kindergarten.
Well, yeah, I was going to bring that up. Yeah. So this was the second
year. So you didn't even remember the first time they played
this game. No, they didn't
do
it the first year.
Okay.
But arguably, I should have...
No.
Known
better
because I had done kindergarten already. So that would be, I think, a good point against.
Yeah. I feel like the only like bad factors we really don't know what is going on with Zoe. My only worry with the Zoe situation is like maybe it was manifesting and she is a CEO now, or it could have really backfired and it could have been that.
Right.
It could have been a classic conundrum of, I hate to be like this, one of the people I disliked most in high school are these type that were like, studying, I'll just show up to the test and I'm going to ace it. Like, you know the kids who did absolutely nothing but then like got a 2400 on their SATs and you're like, amazing. You know what I'm saying? And like, maybe that became her where she was like, I'm winning? I don't even remember writing that. I'm a genius. Mm-hmm. And it kind of backfired in this way that she developed a terrible personality.
And maybe she's in prison now. Yeah.
Well, I guess with your final argument, I think I'm going to turn the table and I'm going to go bad. It was a lesson that needed to be learned.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately the behavior wasn't good. But it was an amazing lesson.
Okay.
But
it was bad behavior.
It was ultimately bad. I'm going bad. What are you doing?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go bad.
Go bad.
Because I think I was right.
Oh,
yep.
With my original judgment.
But I'm a gaslighter.
Yep. And so
we can work it out between you two later. Okay, Sabrina, well, I'm so sorry to do this to you.
Oh, boy.
But you have been deemed bad behavior. So we have... Famously, celebrity apologies can be a little cringeworthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have an iconic celebrity apology by Tyra Banks.
Are you familiar?
I'd love you to read.
I don't know if I'm...
Familiar with Tyra? She hosted America's...
Tyra Banks? You're not familiar?
America's Next Top Model?
Was obsessed with her.
I was literally about to be shocked to my core.
Obsessed with ANTM. I used to make my friends on the playground, I'd be like, let's play ANTM.
Oh, God.
I'm Tyra, but I'm also a contestant, so I would always win. and I would make them all do the walk. But I'm not super familiar with this apology.
Oh,
my
to
point.
Be honest, I actually don't even know what this apology is for, but there's no wording.
Was it tweeted?
I think it was a note.
But there's nothing about any incidents in the apology, if that makes sense.
Okay. Looking back, those were some really off choices.
Yeah.
appreciate your honest feedback.
Of course.
And am sending so much love and virtual hugs.
Aww.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. How do you feel?
I really felt when I was reading that, I really felt
cleansed?
It was directly correlated to
the situation,
my behavior.
And yeah. I think that virtual hug goes right to Zoe.
Oh, it does.
Well, before we wrap up today, is there anything you want to plug, promote, and tell listeners where they can follow, find you, all that jazz?
You know, follow me on the internet, girls. follow away. I'm on TikTok,
yes.
Instagram,
yes.
Threads, Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Put me in your movie. Put me in your TV show.
Okay.
After the strike.
Of course.
Of course. And, you know, always be yourself.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Well, thank you so much for
coming on today.
Yay! Let's clap for ourselves.
So fun hanging out with you. I appreciate you both so much. And thank you to the Bad Behavior crew out there listening.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye.
Do you think that was good?